With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. New Harris poll finding Americans between 18 and 24 view Israel as the oppressor in the war. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says those findings are deeply troubling.
That bespeaks a fundamental malaise, a fundamental corruption in the American education system, a fundamental plague, if you will, a scourge of new media and what it's done to this generation and muddled their minds.
And he blames social media.
They have no idea where Gaza is. They have no idea where the Jordan River is. They have no idea of anything. They only know what they're getting on online in the form of, you know, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of bots, and absorbing this and then spewing it out again.
A drone hitting an Israeli-affiliated merchant vessel off the coast of India in the Arabian Sea. That attack Saturday damaged the vessel, but no casualties have been reported. Also at SRNnews.com, proposals for new and improved sports stadiums all across America and could come with a hefty price.
This past year alone, roughly a dozen Major League Baseball and National Football League franchises took steps toward building new stadiums or making major renovations to current ones. In some cases, sports teams are seeking a new jolt of public funding for state-of-the-art stadiums, even as public entities are still paying off debt from the last round of renovations conducted a couple of decades ago. Cities and states are offering hundreds of millions of dollars in public financing, but many economists doubt whether it's a worthwhile investment. Ken Lorman reporting.
In the meantime, many colleges as well as pros also contemplating new stadiums. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham taking on the Pope.
The popular evangelist is responding to the decision by the pontiff to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "None of us, including the Pope, has the right to bless what God calls sin. So-called blessings from religious leaders won't save you from the judgment of God." Graham urges gay couples and all people to turn to Christ, repent, and accept his free salvation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern spreading the gospel in rural parts of India. The ministry has delivered 2,000 Bibles and 20 bicycles to pastors in those regions. None of them have cars, so obviously the bikes will allow them to take the Bibles to people in far-flung villages and isolated farms. Persecution, though, of Christians in India remains at an all-time high. This is SRN News. A decaying Pillsbury mill in Illinois that once turned flour into opportunity, now getting new life.
Pillsbury Mills was a groundbreaking, history-making flour mill in central Illinois for most of the 20th century. But its continued disuse prompted a nonprofit group to create a five-year plan for raising the empty plant on Springfield's northeast side. The group called Moving Pillsbury Forward has $6 million in commitments. The group also has plans for obtaining the balance of the $10 million needed to raise the plant and redevelop that site.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart. However, some group members are also documenting Pillsbury's history by offering tours and hosting graffiti art exhibits. Another move from wildlife officials in Colorado, they've released an additional 5 gray wolves. More details at SRNnews.com.